you know what the day is?
424.
Okay.
You're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup
with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia.
Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome. It's episode
number 26.
And today is Friday, April 24th, 2015. I'm Tia here with
Grandma Dolores.
The regular season's over and postseason has begun.
Yes.
And what else is going on, Grandma?
Oh, I would talk about the injuries.
Injuries.
And the contracts. The D-League. You know what that is?
Oh, I know what the D-League is, yeah. Development.
That's right.
D stands for development.
Mm-hmm. And some of those D-Leagues have Mad Ants as teams. And
that's the name of the team?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. The Mad Ants. Sounds frightening.
Yes.
I'm trembling thinking about the prospect of having to play the Mad Ants today.
And also I wanted to bring in that because the Sweet 16 in the college is over and everything. But did you hear that the coach from Iowa State just had open heart surgery?
No, I did not.
Fred Holbrook. And he had it done in Rochester, Minnesota at the Mayo Clinic.
Oh, and that's a place to get it done.
Yeah, he had an aortic valve replaced.
Oh, wow.
And it'll probably be 4 to 6 weeks recovery. So all you coaches, you be careful.
Yeah, be careful, coaches.
So,
all right, well, let's get started on the very first subject.
Okay. We can talk about maybe some disappointments.
Oh, we want to start with disappointments?
Well, I just wanted to say that Oklahoma City didn't get in.
Oklahoma City did not get into the postseason. In fact, Grandma, have you ever heard of the term butthurt?
No.
Grandma's eyes closed and she did like a little shudder, like, what? Butthurt. It's a term that's used nowadays. To be butthurt is to be bothered by something, but something that's kind of insignificant.
Oh.
And I have been so butthurt that Oklahoma City did not make it into the postseason, that I have not watched one game yet in the postseason.
Oh.
In the playoffs. I just haven't brought myself to it yet because I'm butthurt. So I just thought I would introduce that word into your vocabulary.
Well, I need some new words in my vocabulary. My butt hurts.
Your butt hurts. Maybe I should look up like where that came from.
Okay. But one thing.
Yes.
Is that, and I know, the Unibrow made it.
Yes. Anthony Davis's team made it.
Right.
As a consolation prize.
Right. But Tim, while you're looking that up, I'll just mention that last night, it was the third game of the Golden State Warriors and New Orleans. That was probably one of the best games I've ever watched.
Who won?
Well, Golden State won.
Golden State won, and it was the third game of the series?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you like Anthony Davis, but I also know that you like Steph Curry. So now that Oklahoma City's not in it, and of course the Lakers aren't in it, who are you rooting for?
Golden State.
To win the whole thing?
Yes.
Good.
And well, even just, we'll start with the first series.
Take it one series at a time.
Right. But did you find...
Yes, I did.
Okay,
let's go back to butthurt. Overly or unnecessarily affected by unhappiness or dejection, or unhappiness or melancholy brought on by a small event. This term is a metaphor that compares the pain of hurting your butt to unhappiness felt after a minor setback. In both cases, while painful, both are fleeting and have no long-term effect. As a result, it would be foolish to lament over such a minor thing. Often used as an insult directed at somebody who is unhappy. This word was probably coined because it is a creative and humorous way to poke fun at overly emotional friends. So, used in a sentence, I was butthurt that Oklahoma City Thunder didn't make it into the playoffs.
Well, I think I was too.
And I have not... This is a run-on sentence. And I have not watched a game since then. Period.
The only thing, you know, Ibaka
Yeah.
Is out on injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant. So Westbrook.
It would have been a really tough.
Yeah, I mean, it was for him to carry the whole thing. But thinking, though, of Golden State again.
Yes.
That last night when they played,
mm-hmm.
Atlanta, I'm really going all over.
That's okay. I'm going all over, too. You know what? I kind of threw you a curveball with that butt hurt. You had all your notes, and then I just, like, what I did is I just threw a curveball, and you're like, I'm trying to recover mm-hmm. now.
Well, I was thinking, though, my sciatic nerve really hurt yesterday.
Oh.
So.
But that's more serious.
Yeah. But I thought maybe that's what caused it.
Oh. The pain of Oklahoma City not making it in. Yes. Yes. Well, hopefully not. Okay. I think if your sciatic hurt, it's a little bit more of a serious event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I feel good today.
Well,
that's good.
So the Atlanta Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks coach.
Okay.
Is the NBA coach of the year.
Oh.
It was just announced yesterday.
That's kind of a good pick, I think.
Well, except I don't understand it, Tia.
Oh, sorry. It's a horrible pick.
No. No, I mean, he's fine. But I don't understand. They said that Steve Kerr mm-hmm. from Golden State had the most first place votes.
Oh.
But not the most points. So I really don't know how they pick him.
It just sounds to me like they probably hired someone with my math skills to tabulate it.
But Tia.
Yes.
Last night, Golden State was down 20. And this is later in the game. Down 20. And Steve Kerr, he was talking to his mm-hmm. players. And Tia, that is the most inspirational coach encouragement. I mean, he told them, you know, to just so calm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, just we're down, but we know we can do it. Just go out and continue to play like you're playing. I just couldn't believe that, because you see a lot of them that are rather temperamental
mm-hmm.
and throwing things even, or like Bobby Knight back in the old days.
Yeah, throwing
kicking furniture and
yeah.
But I mean, to me, he should be the coach of the year.
I see.
Because he coached them
mm-hmm.
when they're 20 points down in the third quarter to come back and win in overtime. And they showed Stephen Curry's father.
Oh, really?
Was in the audience. What an exciting person he was. Oh, people were shaking his hand. And he probably didn't even know who they were. Anyway, it was a real good game. And Anthony Davis did really good. He made 29 points. Stephen Curry made 40.
Wow.
And Tia, I'm getting kind of excited now. But last night I was calm like Steve Kerr. But at the end, Stephen Curry made from the side, he made up a three, and I think there were about 2 seconds left, and he threw up and missed it.
Oh.
But he got the rebound, went back, and made the three-point.
Wow. One-man team.
Well, Klay Thompson's good.
I know.
There just isn't a one-man team.
I know. Well, I think that's why the Atlanta coach got Coach of the Year. Like, there isn't a player on the Atlanta team that's going out and scoring 40 points a night. It's all pretty equal among their starters. He coached the most equal team. Would that be the right way to say it? An equal team, equally talented team, rather than having just a couple of superstars and then the supporting cast.
I don't know.
You don't know. Mm. You still just say it should have been Steve Kerr. Nothing I can say can convince you otherwise.
No.
I'll just shut up then.
Okay.
No. Don't be butthurt about Steve Kerr, not...
But Tia...
Getting Coach of the Year.
You know, like if I watch the games,
yeah,
every day it's 5 to 6 hours watching basketball.
It's a full-time job, Grandma.
I know it. And to think that the commentators, you know, like Shaq and them, are in Atlanta. And the game, it was over at like 9:45, I think, mm-hmm. here. You know, it was after midnight there. I couldn't believe that. No wonder they're so silly.
They're punch drunk. Yeah. That's another term. You know punch drunk, yes?
Yes.
Okay. That's been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's next?
Well, we could talk about Atlanta again.
Okay.
Cephalophus.
Cephalocious?
Yes. And Perioante. They were arrested.
Oh.
Outside of a Manhattan nightclub.
Oh, my gosh.
And Cephalophus.
Cephalocious.
Yeah. He suffered a right lower leg and ligaments fracture, and that he ended his series that way. I mean...
So he hurt his lower leg outside of this Manhattan nightclub?
Yeah, when he was being arrested, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
And they say these Atlanta players weren't with them. They just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Okay, so I just looked this up. It says, Indiana Pacers forward Chris Copeland was stabbed in New York, and two Atlanta Hawks players were arrested at the scene. So Chris Copeland of the Indiana Pacers was stabbed following an argument with two other people. He and his wife were both stabbed and rushed to a local hospital. But that's not the strangest part of the story. Then, two Atlanta Hawks players were arrested at the scene of the stabbing for obstructing police officers from setting up a crime scene. According to reports, the players refused to move when police asked them to step out of an area that was being set up as a crime scene. So, they were charged with obstructing governmental administration.
Hmm.
And also, I mean, if you want to do a police blotter, did you hear that the Morris twins were charged with assault? Of Grandma's polling for her newspaper clipping. Mm-hmm.
They were indicted by the grand jury. The Phoenix police reported that Eric Hood said that he had known Marcus and Marquise for a long, long time when they were in high school. Hood is 36 years old, and the reason that they were beating him was that the twins found out that Hood wanted the twin brother's mother to be his girlfriend.
So they didn't like this guy dating their mom, so they
allegedly
assaulted him and now are facing charges.
Well, it was supposedly an inappropriate text message.
Do you think they were butthurt?
I think they probably were more than that.
But it was kind of an insignificant event.
Yeah.
Although we didn't read the text. Well, since we're telling some tales of NBA players' less than admirable activities, I want to do, just for good measure, I wanted to tell you, you've been wanting to hear more about NBA players doing good things.
Yes.
And so I was looking up, you know, that how they have the NBA Cares campaign, in which the NBA partners with a lot of different charities and does nice things for them. Well, I guess every month they give out a community assist award to an NBA player who's done great things for their community.
Yes, it's good to hear this.
I didn't even know that was a thing. For April, they gave the award to Chris Paul.
Oh.
And so now, right now, the voting is open for the season-long community assist award. So it's basically the person that was the most charitable throughout the year. And there's 8 nominees. So there's Joakim Noah of the Bulls, Ben McLemore of the Kings, Klay Thompson of Golden State, Russell Westbrook of Oklahoma City, Tyson Chandler from the Mavericks, Chris Paul of the Clippers, Anthony Davis of New Orleans, Damian Lillard of the Trailblazers, and finally, Pau Gasol. So they
I was going to say Pau Gasol.
So they are the nominees. The person that wins the season-long award will get $25,000 to the charity of their choice.
Oh.
So everyone should go and cast their vote on NBA.com.
Yeah, I'd test him for Pau Gasol.
You wanna vote for Pau Gasol?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we'll do it. We will cast our vote today.
Okay.
Okay. So what do we talk about now? Injuries?
Well, first I'm going to ask you, since you've got your little hand...
iPad
there. The Lakers, Kobe, Nick Youngs, Julius Randle, and Ryan Kelly are the 4 that are under guaranteed contract.
Okay.
Then on the non-guaranteed contract, they've got Jordan Clarkson, Tariq Black, Robert Zachary, Jabari Brown, and Ed Davis. I know that on the exit interviews, mm-hmm. Robert Zachary did make a comment
yes.
about the guaranteed. But I still don't know how they can be guaranteed and non-guaranteed.
Oh, guaranteed and not guaranteed mm-hmm. contracts? I don't either. Let me see what I can find out. Guaranteed contract versus non-guaranteed. Okay, let me see if I can get you an answer. Okay, so it looks like that a non-guaranteed contract means that these contracts essentially amount to another form of team option. Teams can choose to release these players before their contracts become fully guaranteed, a deadline that varies from player to player. So I guess a player that might not be that good, you can be released if they're not playing up to par or if they get injured. But once they get to a certain date, then their contract becomes guaranteed for that year.
Oh, thank you.
Now, it varies from player to player, as it said. So some people might have a non-guaranteed contract for an entire season, maybe. And others would have, like, a non-guaranteed contract for the first half of the season.
Hmm.
So it's just, I guess, holding players a little more accountable.
Okay.
So that the franchises don't spend millions of dollars on a player that ends up getting hurt right uh-huh. away. It's not fair to the player, but...
I'm sure that... Of course, I was just on the Lakers, but I'm sure all of them
teams,
have
yeah.
that. Yeah, because I think that's how Carlos Boozer, because he was with Chicago and they waived him. That's how the Lakers got him.
Yeah.
But...
that was back in episode one. Way back in episode yeah. one. Remember when we found out Powell was traded?
Yeah. I read in the paper the other day... Where Mitch
Kupchak
said that he wished that they could have kept
Gasol.
So, yeah. Hindsight is always better.
Yeah.
But I did watch, we were talking about the exit interviews.
Yes,
and
the Lakers, yeah.
I'm sure all teams have those, but I just don't see them on.
Yeah, because it's your local station.
Yeah.
So you watched hours of exit interviews with each player of the Lakers.
I watched all the exit interviews.
And that took about 4 hours?
Probably.
What did you take away from it?
Well, Robert Zachary's humor. It was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Listening to him. And I just hope that he comes back with a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yes.
So what was your favorite part about it?
Well, there were a lot of favorite parts. This one is brief. But it's his remarks on when they ask him about his coach, Byron, and he said that, you know, he really believes in keeping him fit and that he laughed and said, you know, that he's in the best shape that he's been in.
Oh, and you can thank Byron Scott for that?
Yes, uh-huh. And, but then the other one was they were questioning, you know, like going into Canada because he is a Canadian.
Yes, he's a Canadian
going
citizen.
Through the customs, and it was quite humorous mm-hmm. what he said.
Basically, you have to wait at the border, and then you have to make sure you know how to skin a beaver, make maple syrup from the great maple trees, and, you know, be able to brew your own beer. That's a true Canadian. And then you have to have your tuxedo, Canadian tuxedo, waiting at the border as well.
He could be a comic to you.
Yeah, he could.
Another player on the exit interview was Tariq Black.
Mm-hmm.
His comment was, when they asked him, what are you going to do for the summer? He said he's going back to Kansas, and he will walk across the stage to get his diploma. He only has to write his thesis and one other little thing.
That's great.
And I just was very impressed with him.
That he wants to go and finish his education.
Right. Jordan Clarkson had a good interview, and it was long. Of course, he's one of my favorites now, but he shouldn't chew gum.
Oh, he was chewing gum?
Yeah.
Yeah, rookie mistake.
Yeah. So remember that, dear, in all your acceptance speeches.
In the exit interviews, I think you told me there was something that was interesting about fashion and earrings.
Oh, that's just my own idea.
Yes, but it was something that you, an observation that you've made.
Yes, that the more successful you are, the bigger your diamond earrings are. Because look at Robert Zachary. He had big earrings on. And Tariq Black and Jordan Clarkson's were smaller.
Ah, because they're rookies.
Right.
So
you can measure an NBA player's success by the size of his earrings. I like jewelry.
I know you love jewelry.
Okay, now another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through those channels looking for my game to watch.
Okay.
And I just saw that the D-League was playing.
Right.
So I thought, I'll just click on that. And I clicked on that, and it was Texas and the Lakers D-League.
Mm-hmm. The Defenders?
Defenders, mm-hmm.
And was the Texas team the Mad Ants?
No.
No. The Weasels?
I can't remember that.
Okay.
I didn't write it down.
That's fine.
But I was so delighted that I watched that game all the way, although that Texas did win.
Mm.
That's why I don't remember who they are. But Texas won. But Xavier Henry.
Oh, he was playing?
Yes.
He's back from his Achilles injury.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And he looked so good.
Yay.
And Jordan Clarkson was playing. Jabbar Brown was playing.
Blue
was playing, yes. And I sat there and watched the whole game because preference over the NBA, that was...
So you watched a D-League Lakers game over postseason Bulls.
Right.
That's a true Lakers fan.
Yeah.
If anyone's keeping score.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention was Denver. When the Lakers played Denver, I think the paper told me the Lakers didn't get in there until 4 a.m. in the morning. And then they played that evening. One player was touching his chest quite a bit, you know, like he was out of breath.
Oh, because of the altitude?
Mm-hmm. And I think the NBA ought to do something about Denver's playing, that they must be there a day prior.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mom went to college at Colorado Women's College. Diana went to University of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to go there quite a bit. And I would have a headache a lot of the times.
Mm.
And it wasn't from their school either, because they both were doing great.
And you didn't have a hangover from all the frat parties you went to? You just had a headache from the altitude.
Yeah. And as this season is ending,
yes.
Of course, my favorite teams are the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
New Orleans.
Pelicans. And for the East?
Chicago.
And then on the West, you'll be happy with a number of combinations.
Right.
However, Golden State is up there, and I think Golden State is due.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you have to talk about? Because if not, I have one other subject to discuss with you about the NBA.
Okay.
Have you heard that they agreed to next season HGH testing?
No.
So they're going to be doing the drug testing on the players next year for the steroid HGH. Because I think there's been some speculation that players are using performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, I think that's good.
I think it's good that we're going to even the playing field. I think that, especially this year, there's been so many players with triple-doubles and... You know, it's just the amount of, like, people scoring 50 points in a game. It's just happened so much with so many players that I think that they're starting to think that maybe there might be something else involved.
I'm a little bit less knowledgeable on enhancing drugs. Yeah.
So you haven't been researching and taking them on your own?
No.
Oh, okay. You never took performance-enhancing drugs when you were playing in high school?
No.
You promise. And you'll go
no,
up.
I took an aspirin maybe once in a while.
Will you go up in front of Congress and testify to that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because I don't want us to have to open the books and look at your records back in high school.
No.
Because I did, you know, I do remember you telling me that you broke your rib.
Oh, yeah, and I played.
And you played. Without performance-enhancing drugs.
Right. I think that's probably when I took the aspirin.
Probably.
We didn't even have Tylenol then. Advil, any of that.
No.
Just
whiskey don't. And aspirin.
That's right.
Well, what would you do if you found out that some of your favorite players were taking performance-enhancing drugs?
I'd be terribly disappointed.
That would be a big disappointment.
But, I don't know, when you see them, like, one player one night just isn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then two nights later, he's shooting everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can see why they might think that.
Yeah.
But I hope they don't, because that'll ruin them for life.
Yeah. Well, hopefully what it will do is it will make people more accountable. And if they have been doing it, they will stop and hopefully reverse the effects that the drugs have had upon them.
Just look at, hate to mention this again, but the Iowa Hawkeyes, Roy Marble.
Yes, your old favorite player, Roy Marble.
And when he went to Atlanta after a few games, he didn't pass and they let him go. So it's too bad.
Yeah.
He didn't get those big earrings.
No, he didn't get the big earrings.
No? Well, Tia.
Do it for the earrings, kids.
Yes. Forget those rings.
Forget the rings.
They're too big to wear.
You don't have to win a championship to qualify for the earrings.
No, you just have to make $1 million.
You just got to make $1 million and be able to handle having a needle go through your ear.
And take no drugs.
And don't take drugs, yes. All right, Grandma. Well, I've really enjoyed this episode. And I hope you continue to enjoy the playoffs.
I will.
I'll stop being so butthurt and I will get into them soon. And I will root Golden State, hopefully, to victory.
I hope so, too. And anyway, I hope the Lakers get some. You can't depend upon, you know, like they're talking about the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The draft. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
And look at poor Julius Randle.
Yes.
I bet he doesn't have any earrings either.
No, not yet, anyway. That reminds me, speaking of Randle, I read that Rondo is definitely leaving next year.
Well, I didn't read that, but I did read that he was through for this series.
Yeah, he's played his last game as a Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he'll move on to LA next year. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If his that name, would be a good fit.
Well, and his name has been mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I know they were talking about it earlier in the season, so... Mm. So anyway, maybe we'll have Rondo and Randle next season.
Yeah, that'd be okay with me.
Well,
and maybe we'll get Love.
Yes. Oh yeah, Love. I totally forgot. And Looney. Looney, Love, Randle, Rondo.
Well, isn't that sweet? I've enjoyed doing this with you.
Yes.
We still have the championship.
Yes, we still have the championship, and also we're going to start doing some retrospective episodes where we look back and listen to some of our earlier episodes and put them all together. So we'll do an episode dedicated to LeBron and our love for him. We'll have an episode dedicated to Grandma's entire basketball career, so look forward to recording those and getting those up for our listeners.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com.
For pictures and links to go along with our podcast, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BballGrandma. Send us your questions, comments, and compliments to grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com.
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.